You're listening to Irish Sports Talk. Hello, Notre Dame fans. Welcome to Irish Sports Talk, episode 313, another countdown to kickoff mini episode. Day number 23 is all about Drew Tranquil, the junior from Fort Wayne, Indiana, where he attended Carroll High School. He is 6'1 and a half, 225 pounds, excuse me, and is a safety for the Irish. We're going to talk about his recruitment to Notre Dame and then his past few seasons with the Irish and then what we see coming here in the upcoming season for Drew. So go ahead, Randall, get us started with Drew's recruitment.
Drew Tranquil is a four-star recruit and was an in-state guy that Notre Dame was trying to get, and for a while it kind of looked like he was going to end up at Purdue. Purdue was definitely in the running for his recruitment, but he was a top, he was actually a four-star top player, and he played safety, and he also played on offense as a running back. And his senior year, is I'll give you his defense stats first. He had 75 tackles, including 16 tackles for loss, 4 sacks, and 1 interception. And then on the offensive side of the ball as a running back, he had 114 carries for 1,420 yards and 28 touchdowns, which comes out to 12.3 yards per game. So basically he was averaging a first down every time he touched the ball as a running back. He also caught the ball, played some wide receiver, caught the ball with 16 catches, 348 yards, and 5 touchdowns. And then he also threw a touchdown pass, 29-yard touchdown pass. I'm guessing it was some kind of trick play, but I don't know for sure. He did have 1 touchdown pass. So kind of had to add that to his stats since he was doing everything else. Probably the best game he had his senior year, as a running back at least, was when he had 245 yards and 5 touchdowns in a 51-34 win. And then he was, he did play in the U.S. Army All-American Bowl after his senior year. And the other thing he did, he also played baseball his senior year. So I don't know if he's planning to attempt that at all at Notre Dame. I don't think he has at this point. But he did play baseball in high school. But he did decide to go, he did pick Notre Dame over Purdue, and that's where he ended up.
All right. As a freshman, he got started early, played in all the games as a freshman until his knee injury against Louisville, which he injured in the first half, his ACL, but they went through the testing like they normally do, but after the game, Brian Kelly said that he passed all the tests, but he's just so strong that he passed the test. So he did play the second half of the game against Louisville with a torn ACL. He was out then the last two games against Southern Cal and the bowl game against LSU. And then he finished the season with 33 tackles. And then as a sophomore, things were looking up, recovered quickly from his injury. Brian Kelly mentioned that he was kind of the standard as far as coming back from an injury. But again, injury cut his season short this time against Georgia Tech. And he was having an outstanding game against Georgia Tech. He was one of the guys that Brian McGuire was relying on against the option. And he finished with 4 tackles in that game. And then he was celebrating and came down wrong and injured his knee again. I believe it was the other knee. Doesn't really matter.
It was the other knee, and I think he actually did it when he took off. If you watch the replay, you can see as soon as he leaves the ground, he's like going for his knee. So he didn't actually get the celebration part done before he injured his knee.
And that was really sad. It was an emotional time. Showtime obviously last year was giving some behind the scenes look at the Irish. And it was a very emotional time in the locker room after that. And he did receive the game ball after that game.
Yeah, and because of his injury, since it seemed like everybody was blaming Joe Schmidt for a lot of things last year, maybe for the injury on him too. Joe Schmidt was the guy that he was celebrating with when he hurt his knee.
Oh, that's just mean.
Poor Joe Schmidt.
But he is back again. He's the projected starter at strong side safety, or at free safety. Strong safety. And he'll also probably play in some sub packages when they go into a dime package. So he might move down to closer to the line of scrimmage, which the closer he is to the line of scrimmage, the more excited I am. The farther he gets from the line of scrimmage, the more vulnerable he is. And we saw that in the spring game. He has problems turning and running with fast receivers. His coverage skills are not great when he has to run downfield. I do like him. He's a gifted player. He's smart. He makes a lot of plays, but I just don't like to see him away from the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, I would agree with that. That's definitely a big area of concern on the defense this year. But with Tranquil, I do think he's a good player, maybe just playing out of position, but the injuries do worry me. I don't want to put a jinx on him or anything, but the injuries definitely do worry me. And especially since we don't have a lot of experience depth at the safety position.
Yeah. All right. Anything else, Randall, about Drew before we give out his social media?
No. And his Instagram account is at Drew Tranquil.
And on Twitter, if you want to follow him there, it is at @D_Tranquil. So give him a follow there, and we'll be keeping a close eye on him. I think he is an important part to the defense. I just hope that he stays healthy and that ideally the Irish get someone else at that free safety position, but I just don't know. I don't think the answer is Avery Sebastian, and I don't know who the answer is if it's not Drew Tranquil. So, check back again, guys, for another Countdown to Kickoff mini-episode. And until then, go Irish.
Go Irish.